That's how we own it.
Jimmy, CC, Irv, how y'all doing today?
We are well. Thank you all so much for having us.
Yeah, appreciate you having us.
Thank y'all, man.
Thank you, man. You know, we, you know, unfortunately, under these circumstances, you know, we have to have you on the show. You know, it's definitely not the best. We want that someone has to fight for their life, you know, in a society where this justice system, injustice system, frequently makes mistakes, you know. So, you know, it's sad that we have to have this conversation, but it's definitely needed. We want to utilize our platform to do whatever we can to save this man's life. So, Jimmy, you know, you've been here since the beginning. You know, this is your best friend. Could you give us like a play-by-play of from the beginning to, you know, some what to now, like what's how this happened, what's going on, and just give us up to speed.
Yeah, sure, man. First of all, I appreciate y'all having us on this amazing show, man. We greatly appreciate it. Julius Jones is a gentleman from Oklahoma City. We were from North Side OKC. And me and Julius have been best friends since the sixth grade. A little about who he is. So, you know, he's from an amazing family with a two-parent home. What made it special for him and I, we were one of the only two families that had both our moms and dads in the household. That's important as I get along with the story. Most of the percentage of Oklahoma City grew up with either grandparents or single parent homes. The high school we went to was 99% African American, so it was a black school on the side of town that was predominantly black. That's key. And because I want to tell you a little bit about Julius the man and who he was as a young man coming through high school. So his mental capacity, Julius was one of these special dudes where he had this unique mental ability. What I mean by that, he was one of the first of two African-American males to graduate in the top 10% of our class in high school. I was the other one. So we were lucky to be able to garnish our academic side, and then we both were basketball players as well. So that was a unique dynamic because I'm building this picture of how much character Julius has, his foundation, his background, his values, his work ethic, right, and kind of where we are now. So coming out of high school, he is a full academic scholarship recipient at the University of Oklahoma. In the back in the 90s, if you don't know about, everybody knows OU football, right? So back in the 90s, the demographics of OU was almost 95% white. Only African-American people on campus was football and basketball players. Julius Jones was one of the first to get an engineering major scholarship. So he was breaking the mold, right, for something that wasn't even being done at the time. So it kind of shows you the character and the mental capacity this brother had. So he goes to OU. I go off to Grambling State University to play college ball down there. We reconnected in 1999, and I noticed that he started hanging around a dude we went to high school by the name of Christopher Jordan. We called him Westside. Now, Westside was the exact opposite of me and Julius. He comes from a different background, raised by his grandma, wannabe gangbanger. So really, me, Julius, and Westside really didn't have nothing in common besides basketball. So I found it to be kind of odd that Westside and Julius started hanging around a little bit. I didn't think too much of it because we were, again, playing ball at some of the rec centers and things like that. So as we got along into the summer of 1999, on July 28th, right, I'm sitting at home watching the news and come across the news that this white gentleman by the name of Paul Howell gets murdered in Edmond, Oklahoma. I want to build a picture real quick, a little bit about what Edmond, Oklahoma looked like, which is a suburb of Oklahoma City. Back then, it was more predominantly 95% white. So the mantra in that particular city was, a white guy gets killed, oh, it's probably got to be a black guy who did it, right? That was the mantra of back then. So right off the bat, media was going crazy. We're looking for a black suspect. Even though the facts wasn't even really pointing to a black person, it was because not a murder in Hammond, it's got to be a black suspect, right? So things went down. And a few days later, Christopher Jordan gets apprehended. And then you know how the system is, right? When the first one gets to talk, some crazy stuff starts to happen, right? So they get to Christopher Jordan first. you start squealing. Our district attorney of the town, Bob Macy, right off the bat said, whoever is guilty for this, death penalty right off the bat. So I think what happened was, you know, Westside got apprehended. He got scared. And he said, I was driving Julius Child. So that's how Julius Jones kind of got tied into this particular case, right? No relation, not at the scene, nothing like that, no evidence. So it was really Westside that got scared, tied Jade into it, and then voila. Now we're sitting at trial, right? And they are suing for the death penalty for Julius. Westside's corroborating the story. We had a couple of informants that also played a major role into the case that we didn't even know was part of the ball game until we're sitting at trial. So you got a guy by the name of LaDell King and Kermit Lottie. These two in particular individuals had some other pending cases on their own that we didn't know as a family that was playing a attributive factor about them being an informant. So all these side deals was going on behind the curtains and we didn't even know. We didn't even know. So one major point that changed the dynamic of the case before we went to trial is that our original trial attorney passed away. He had a heart attack. So a couple months before trial, boom, he's gone. We spent some money. So our last resource was to get a public defender, right? So we go to trial. These two particular public defenders, guess what? It's their first ever death row case. No experience. One was straight out of law school, right? So now we got the highest profile case in Oklahoma County in probably 20 years. And we have rookies as our defense. Mm-hmm. That was strange and unique, right? And the vibe in the courtroom was you got an all-white jury at the time, right? White judges, white prosecutors, everybody looked different than us. That was my first time being exposed to the system. You read about it, you saw it on TV, but when you're sitting in it, you're like, hey, this is not like TV, mm-hmm. right? This is totally different.
Real life.
Yes, mm-hmm. This is like, really at the moment where they're going to decide that they're going to try to put my best friend to death. And he wasn't even tied to the case. So
he wasn't even tied to the case.
Yeah. You know, all the buildup for how they were trying to tie Julius into it was miraculous within itself. We were very confused of how we even got to that point because their preparation was really all about Westside. Right, trying to corroborate Julius. So we were like, so if Westside had all these details and stuff, don't you think Westside really has something to do with it, right? And not Julius. So that was kind of strange. So the proceedings started in court. Our public defender on our time when we had to make our defense does the impossible. Mindful, Bob Mason, the county district attorney, spent 2 or 3 days providing why Julius was guilty. So now we finally had our chance to make our presentation. Guess what this guy does? He stands up and says, we rest our case. We're like, wait a minute. No evidence? You didn't call Julius to the stand? You didn't call me, the family? You didn't even provide pictures about what the shooter looked like by Paul Howe's sister? Wow. You didn't even do that. So we were like, you know how you take a little air balloon, you let the air out, that's what it felt like in the court. Like we were watching live and direct,
completely.
This system and our defense put on no defense. And then they're about to make a decision to try to put my best friend to death.